Wisconsin's use value assessment law taxes agricultural land based on how much income it can produce from farming, rather than how much it could fetch if it were sold for development. This has at least a couple practical effects. Farmers like the law because it keeps their property taxes lower than they'd otherwise be. They argue this keeps farmland in production and prevents urban sprawl. But critics say the law offers a haven to developers who want to game the system and avoid paying their fair share of taxes. Barrett's fellow Democrats in the state Senate proposed all but eliminating the law in the last couple state budgets. Barrett told reporters in a conference call that he's open to tweaking the law, but he'll protect use value assessment if he's governor.
I don't want farmers to be forced off their land. I don't want them to be forced to sell their land. And as with any issue, if there are abuses, I think it's important to take a look at what those abuses are. But I think that the underlying concept to ensure that farmers are not taxed off their lands is an important concept.
Barrett's support for use value assessment was just one piece of an economic plan he unveiled recently that he says will help farmers. Other elements of his proposal would expand tax credits for dairy producers and promote Wisconsin's organic dairy industry. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.